That timer's giving me anxiety. It's only 386 words, so. Day 60, I took to doing push-ups between the screens. You practicing for Olympics? The overseer signaled, and the iron opened with disgruntled clangs. He pulled the knotted end of a thick chain, latched indecently to Mazatec. He pulled with excruciating slowness. Crawling forward was all Mazatec could do to relieve the pressure. These were the footsteps of a freedom fighter. Maybe you make a bulb sled team. The caller released, the gate closed. Mazatec rolled onto his back, pools of blood crusted in his beard, eyes struggling to open, one failing. They wanted facade. God. I reached into a crevice of stored rice, past fermentation, past not moving. Please. Tastes like Oneida used to make, yes? Not as bad. My patience in Jazeer taught me that accepted pain no longer hurts, but once we accepted the beatings, the guards turned to torture. Mazatec looked upward, where the sun cracked onto a wooden beam. Foucault writes, there is no freedom. Foucault died gay, bald, and French. The attempt lay pathetic. When they took him again, his cries did not end for 5 days. It was the silence I found unbearable. I stopped saving rice. I spent my nights thinking about Natara. She brought me an article once from an American paper. Top 10 ways to get out of jury duty. Mazatec returned, dragged on his stomach. His arms were removed. I tackled the overseer, but this only resulted in blackness, and I awoke to find Mazatec staring from his torso. I'm not pushing the bobsled, he said. I fed him what was left of the rice. We talked about Oneida, the orchard, the time Camille ran over the neighbor's dog. In the morning, a guard dropped me with a baton. Mazatec tried to stand, but a key slipped from his waist, bouncing with rings of incrimination. This triggered what the guards called procedure. 1, a chair was brought into the cell. 2, the prisoner was forced to stand on chair. 3, the overseer wrapped one end of the chain to the beam, the other to the neck. I looked up at Mazatec, helpless, his eyes filled with knowing what I had done. He smiled, and before the guards could pull the chair, Mazatec leapt. I smiled too. Somewhere between the leap and the hanging, my father found his freedom. Thank you.